Here's a thought I'll title Portraits of Doing. I suppose because we are people, we enjoy looking at photographs of people. Seems perfectly natural. I have noticed, however, that I'm much more drawn to portraits that show someone doing something rather than showing merely what they look like. Maureen and I used to call those kinds of shots, line them up against the wall and shoot them. Not very politically correct, but the idea was somehow putting them in front of a flat wall somewhere and having everybody stare back at the camera and smile, or worse, give the V sign. Those images always seemed sort of not very interesting to me. Everybody does them. I've done them. But they don't seem that interesting. But I've come to realize that part of the reason I'm not fond of those kinds of shots is because it removes the person from being an individual. Now, with just their clothing and environment to look at, we place them in a group. They're this culture or that culture. They're this race or that race. But we don't know anything about the individuals. They become a stereotypical archetype for whatever group they happen to be in. I suppose that's okay, but for some reason to me, it seems a more interesting relationship with a person once I get to know a little bit about them. And there is a philosophical point of view that says that we are what we do. Somehow, when I see a picture of a person, and they're in the middle of doing something, and probably not paying any attention to the camera or the photographer whatsoever, when they're doing something, I feel like I get to know them a little more. Like I get to understand a little more what their life is like because I see them doing something. And that makes them an individual rather than an archetype for a group of people. After all, if I'm out in the world and I see someone I'm interested in talking with them, I don't walk up to them and say, "What group of people do you belong to? How are you a stereotypical example of that group?" No. I ask them their name. I ask them who they are, what they do, what brings them here. Questions that allow me to get to know them a little more as a person. And hopefully in that conversation they get to know me a little more. And so suddenly we have a relationship, I guess I can use that term, and that becomes the basis for the photograph. Not line them up against the wall and take a picture of what they look like. The other thing that occurs to me about this is if I take a person and make a picture of them standing in front of a wall looking back at the camera, what more is there to do at that point? Unless they want to go change their clothes and come back with a different outfit, I've already photographed them. Unless I move them in front of another wall in a different location, but why would I do that if I've already got a shot like that? On the other hand, if I see them doing something, they're working around the house, they're working around the farm, they're working in their shop, they're working in their kitchen. When I see them doing something, now all of a sudden I can see them in ever so many different locations and photograph them during the expanse of time in which they're doing something that I'm observing, and I have a little story. I have a little portrait of them that goes deeper than just the moment and just what they look like. So when I do portraits, and I don't do them all that often, I'm certainly not as skilled as many of you are, I'm sure, but when I do portraits, it's the one thing I always look for is, can I photograph this person while they're doing something? And I know that if I can capture that moment, I'll end up with a photograph that I'm much more interested in the long run than just a smiling face looking back at the camera.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.